Welcome to Side A, a dose of our lives.
Our theme for this season is conversations that need to be had, recalling our past and analyzing our present to rectify our future.
Side A contains 2/3 of the sections in our show.
Empire State of Mind and Times Square.
On this side of the episode, we'll catch you up on our personal lives while diving into hip-hop culture and current events.
The New York Dose is a speculation-based topical podcast providing millennial conversations around hip-hop culture, current events, and a dose of the New York City lifestyle.
This show is comprised of 2 sides, 3 sections, and smaller segments that populate each section. The main sections are Empire State of Mind, Times Square, and The Subway.
While listening to us, use the hashtag TNYD or mention us at The New York Dose so we can converse with you.
You can have your questions, comments, and concerns be a part of our episodes by leaving us Dose Mail. Just head to our Instagram on Tuesdays to see what the upcoming topic of the week is.
Then call or text us at 520-815-6670 to leave a voicemail or a text message to have it air on the following episode.
Now that's The Dose.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Hey, guys.
I just want to say something out there.
I'm a fan of the New York Dome.
Yeah, y'all already know. What? I'm off the telephone. Fuck out of here. Let's go.
What's good? What's good, everybody? 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 Hey.
What up, everybody? It's your girl, Adeloso, just in case you didn't know. So,
what's good, everybody? What's good? Conductor of the train, it's your boy, DJ SJ614, and we are
the New York Dose. Baby, what I do, what I do, how you do, baby, boo.
It's Litty Titty today in the studio. Our guests are running a little behind.
D is mad. This is my phone. I was like, let's wait. And then he was like, nah, fuck out of here. I'm tired of waiting for late people. And I was like, wow.
No, I said, as of last week, we are not waiting for late anything. So here we go. We're starting the show. So our first section is Empire State of Mind.
Mind. And using some New York City slang as segment titles, Empire State of Mind is where we showcase our transparency. During this section, we like to make sure we're good, talk about what's lit in New York City, and we confess something that deadass blew our minds this week and give some shout outs to some people who are very, very deserving of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to start out with our first segment. You good? You good, Adeloso?
You know, I am good. I am great.
Good.
Alive and
tell
well.
Us why.
Oh, no. I just been booking gigs.
Yes.
Like,
come on, booking gigs.
And I had a goal. I was like, okay, I want to get a gig every night. And yes. I got one every night.
That's right.
And yeah, it's just things are looking up there, little
speaking
soldier.
Speaking into the universe. Yes.
No, it was a good week. It was good. Week. How about you?
I'm good. I took the train for the first time in A, months, and B, since I've been back. And after I did that experience, it was just, I was drained for like the rest of the day. Yeah, like that was like that day that like I hit up.
Did you start with people on the train? Because
No, I took a nap on the train. Like it was like pretty lit, but like that was the day. Shout out to Rel from the Knowledge Podcast. I hit Rel up and I was just like, I'm tired. I'm just so tired. And then he was like, what happened? I was like, I don't know. Like, da da da. And then for the rest of that day, like, my spirit just felt like so strange. But like, I recorded with their podcast. And then after that, me and him, we was just like talking, having a little like mini therapy session. Like, I was just like letting it all out.
Yes.
But,
oh, you would having a therapy session with him and you haven't had one with me?
Oh, there it is.
recently.
But this was like 2 days ago. But after that whole thing, I realized like I had to really like analyze like why did my spiritual pressure transform into that, and I realized that I think that it was because I wasn't used to being in the environment of the city again or like on the train or anything like that for like so long. So I think it just like really took a lot out of me just like doing the commute and being around all the people, and like I was walking around Soho, because I had an audition that morning. That's what it was. Yeah. So, which leads me to.
It wasn't fun for you.
Ooh, no. I mean, I didn't realize it in the meet. Like, while it was happening, I was totally fine. Like, I was just, like, living my life. But, like, afterward, when I got home, I was fucking exhausted. I was, like, so drained. Mm-hmm. But that leads me to my next thing. I had a few auditions this week, yes, which were really cool. And I got to, like, meet really cool people from these things, too. So, like, everyone that I walk away from, I'm like, yo, like, what's your Instagram? Yes. And they're like, yo, we were about to do that, too. And then, you know, it's just, like, a good connection.
You should always do that. Everywhere you go.
I saw Madea this week, which was super funny. I loved it.
Which Madea?
The one that's in theaters right now.
But what is it called? The full one?
I don't know. It's like,
you just said I saw Madea. Like,
oh, like that was my bitch.
Like, y'all went to the restaurant.
I don't know. Like, Madea's funeral or some shit like that. Yeah, some shit like that. Spoiler alert, she's not the one who dies. Mm. But I thought it was supposed to be, like, the last movie. I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, that was a really fun movie. Yeah. And, yeah, I've just been mad mixy this week, especially on Friday. Like, I was, like...
I was out and about. Your IG story.
Yeah, I was really, really thotting and bopping. But it was cool. Mm,
yes.
We're gonna get into our next segment. It's lit.
It's lit.
And this is where we talk about anything that's lit in New York City right now. So Loso, tell us what's litty titty.
So I feel like I'm gonna be like RJ right now.
You about to talk about some fucking water?
I am going to talk about the environment, okay?
Oh, please do.
It is very important.
Educate
but
us.
New York City banned styrofoam.
Oh, good.
Like, officially, but I didn't know that. I saw it, like, on Facebook, like, a little headline there, and then I did a little bit more research, and it's been, like...
And, yeah.
Since January.
Yeah, and Kwame is also telling us that they got rid of plastic bags.
Oh, they did?
It's coming soon.
Coming soon. So I just think that's a step in the right direction of, like, trying to save this earth that we have left.
Yeah, you know, I have something to say about that too in my dead ass section. But yeah, you know, funny enough, me and brother, we were actually talking about this the other day. You just got to think about all the things that the government does know that they are allowing to, like, trickle down into, like, our little, like, information, like, resources. Like, mm-hmm. if they're doing shit like this, imagine how bad it really, 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 really is. You know what I'm saying? Like, on some die tomorrow type shit. But, like, yeah. But that's dope. That's dope.
No more styrofoam.
No more styrofoam. I'm drinking out of cardboard, so I'm good.
Yeah, cardboard is.
Yeah, I haven't seen styrofoam cups around for a while, though, actually. Because, like, they've been started.
When I was little, I used to bite.
To bite it off, yeah.
Like a little savage.
No, I was
It feels good. Like that.
It does. Feels like therapeutic for your teeth. Mm. My It's Lit is Green Room. So that was one of the mixy events that I was at last night.
I missed that.
Yeah, you missed it. I went to that with the Lounge Podcast. Shout out to Rel and Raven. Oh, R&R. I just realized that.
R&R.
And also Vaughn was there, the bodyguard, the security. But yeah, so Green Room is basically this new dispensary that opened up in Brooklyn.
Hey.
It's on Nostrand. And shout out to Plugged In. David Montini is actually the one that put us on. He literally put the plug.
He be the plug.
He be the plug. Bumped into him outside there while walking by. But it was just super dope atmosphere. Met some really cool people, networked there as well. They had like CBD infused, like, CBD dispensary, not THC. So like everything was like CBD infused. They had like drinks there that were CBD infused. Raven brought some like pre-rolled CBD joints that chilled me out for the rest of the fucking night.
I tried a CBD one in Soho too. They have one for sleep, and that shit worked.
Yeah.
I had a nice sleep.
Ro be hating. He calls it diet weed. Yo, and it was mad funny because like Raven was like buying, like she was like purchasing.
Diet weed?
Yes, she was like purchasing something, and right in front of like during the purchase, Ro was like, "Raven, you done gonna buy this diet shit?" And I was like, "Ro, you like that's mad funny."
That's the perfect like analogy.
It's funny. It is mad perfect. Yeah. But yeah, so it was dope to say the least. Green Room, it's in Brooklyn, look it up. No, or Green Flamingo.
Flamingo.
I think it's called Green Flamingo. Flamingo. There it is. Yes. Yeah.
All right. And there was a dancer there.
There was a dancer there. She reminded me of you. I walked over to her before I left, and I just touched her shoulder, and I was like, "You're doing a great job." And then somebody right next to me burst out laughing, and
I saw the video. She was killing it.
She was killing it.
It was perfect for the vibe.
Exactly. Like. Yeah. But it was also one of those environments where she kind of which is also beautiful, but she kind of just became like art and everybody was like kind of like ignoring her, you know? Mm. So I just wanted to go over and let her know that, you know, she was really doing
that
a great job. Yeah, I noticed her.
Observant,
yeah.
And taking her in.
Yeah, I was absorbing her.
Yes.
Green Flamingo. Sorry about yeah, Green Room is a club. My bad. It's a bar club. Yeah, but Green Flamingo.
Green Flamingo.
All right, we're going to slide over to the next segment. This is Dead Ass. Dead and this is ass. For anything that blew our mind during the week. Mm-hmm. Just me. So going back to that whole thing about like the government only letting us know what they want us to know. Right. So this all came about because I've been having crazy dreams lately, as I think I spoke still? About on the last.
You had more this week?
No. I didn't have more this week, but I was telling brother about it one night and he was like, oh, like describe it to me because I didn't want to talk about it anymore. So I started to describe it to him and he was like, I know these signs. He was like, oh, the red witch is a symbol of famine from the apocalypse. Like,
what the fuck are you dreaming about?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
a
crazy.
Red witch?
It's crazy to say. Because like one of the dreams was like the sky was like, in one of the dreams, like the sky was like red and like the clouds were like gray with like dust or shit like that. And it was like soil like beneath my feet. And I had to like battle this like red witch to like save the earth. And like she was like about to like do this spell and I had to do the counter spell. No, it was mad fucking crazy, right?
You watch too many anime.
Excuse me. So I describe all this to him and then he tells me like what he thinks like the signs mean. Literally the next day, tell me why an article came out talking about how they were like fireballs over the earth in space back in December, but they just now was telling us about it. And I was like, you see, what? This is the shit I be talking. You know what I'm talking about? This is the shit. Yo, meteors dead been crashing over like the earth's surface about to obliterate us, but they not telling us and shit. And it's funny because the night before I was telling brother that same exact example. I was like, because they probably don't want, you know, like mass hysteria and like things like that. But it's still scary because we could literally be here one day and dead ass wiped out the next.
Wait, so meteors are coming and hitting, but why are we not feeling it or nothing?
You can say, Kwame, what happened? They break apart in the atmosphere.
Oh, like, so
they
like
haven't been
dents
yeah, they haven't been large enough to make it through the atmosphere. Right. But that fireball that blew up got pretty damn close. But they just decided to tell
what
us about
one
it.
Gets, like,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yeah, it's some crazy shit.
Well, it's out now in the New York Dose.
Yeah, here we go. It came to you first. That'll be my only dead ass. I had another one, but I don't want to talk about it no more. So we're going to skip over to our next segment. This is Yas. And this is where we give a shout out to anybody that deserves it. Yeah. Did it hit the 10? You could cut it off whenever. Yeah.
Yeah, we were recording a little video for y'all.
Yeah, video.
For ID.
You don't have any shout outs, Addy.
Well, yeah, because.
To all of our beautiful listeners. Yeah. And our supporters, thank you very much for always listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe and rate 5 stars. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Now, here's mine. I want to give a yes to Napoleon the Legend for liking episode 78, Youth and Community with himself, and for Nika for reposting 69B.
Yes, okay.
Thank you very, very mucho.
She's catching up.
And now for our next segment, Times Square. You can do this one out a little song.
Ooh, our second section of the show representing the area with the pitter patter, chitter chatter, hustle, and the bustle of the city with the muscle, cuz. Can't nobody flex like us. And during this section, we jaywalk through our segments with zero fucks given, spilling all the tea with the word on the street, giving you something to obsess over besides our show, of course.
So we're going to dive into tourist talk. We don't do this one too often, but you got a little bit of news. You was doing some research. Oh, what's up?
You surprised?
I'm surprised. You was doing research.
I was just seeing some stuff. I was like, ooh.
Oh, what happened?
Well, so Georgia passed an anti-abortion, quote-unquote, heartbeat bill.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's like, it got passed, like, in the House, and, you know, I'm not good with this government shit, but it got passed, and now it's, like, waiting to get signed by the governor of Georgia, and he's, like, tweeting about it, saying, like, how he's, like, clearly gonna sign it. He hasn't signed it yet, but Yeah, so it's like going to be the most restrictive law of its kind in the country. It would reduce the ability to receive a legal abortion to as little as 6 weeks, down from the current 20 weeks. Critics vow to fight the bill in court. With the approval of Georgia's House, the fetal heartbeat abortion ban bill now goes to Governor Brian Kemp, a Republican who said he would sign it. The bill would make abortion illegal once a heartbeat can be detected in the womb, which can happen as little as 6 weeks. Republicans, lawmakers in several other states, including Tennessee, South Carolina, Ohio, Florida, are considering the same type of bill. And yeah, so he also, Brian Kemp, he tweeted, Georgia values life. We stand up for the innocent and speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. The legislature's bold action reaffirms our priorities and who are. As the state, I thank these
legislatures is what that word was. Yeah. The legislatures.
It's hard to say. I thank these lawmakers for their leadership and applaud their undeniable courage. So I am just like.
So they're dead ass gonna pass this.
Yeah, most likely they're dead ass gonna pass it, and I am not in agreement with it. I do not agree. I feel like women lives matter too. Like, there's some women who literally can't give birth because it's deadly for them, or they can't carry, or like it's just their decision. Like, I feel like at the end of the day, they're the one that has to fend and take care of that baby. So
yes,
they should have every right to. I mean, of course, there's a certain. I feel like 6 weeks is still like early enough to.
I don't care when it is. If I was fucking able to produce a baby, if I want that shit out, I want it out. I feel like back when I used to do ecstasy, it was like the same thing. You know, like when you take a drug, there used to be some nights when I'm just like, get this out now. Like, I don't care if I change my mind 6 months down the line. Like, I want it out. Right. Get it out. So yeah, I don't know. That would be my attitude.
I know. I feel like, who are you to say what goes in and out of my body? What should I keep? What should I not? Like, you don't pay my bills.
Hello?
You don't, like, you know, like, it's just intense. So
talk about it. Yeah. That's really, really, really crazy. No me gusta whatsoever.
We're pro-choice over here at the New York Dose.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, thank you for that. We're going to move over to our next segment. This is Word on the Street. So the we street. Are going to get into some tea for y'all.
Okay. There's been some tea this week.
Speaking of. Let's start off with you, Adeloso. What's up?
With Belcalis.
Belcalis. Yo, why I saw a meme. What's her last name? Damn. All right, you talk. I'm going to look it up.
I'm like, okay, so it's been, I'm sure you guys know, if you don't know, it's been circling around, you know, the internet. Old videos of Cardi basically saying that she drugged niggas for money. And she was just, you know, in the video she's describing and saying, like, you know, how, like, you get, because I think it was like people were coming at her when she won an award for something, and she was like, you don't know what I have to go through, like all this shit, the bad decisions I had to make. And then she confessed there, she was like, I had to drug niggas for money, like things that, you know, that she wasn't proud of and all this shit. And that shit went 0 to 100. The person who brought it back was this media person blog called Tasha K, and
she was the one that originated it.
Yeah, because she brought it up because there was a roommate of Cardi's that she was in an interview with like a couple months ago. It wasn't like even recent, it was like a couple months ago. That's how everything resurfaced, because she was saying, like, in the interview, the roommate was saying, like, she prostitute for money, she has herpes.
Wow.
That, you know, she was on cocaine and E and all that shit. So now Cardi is like gonna sue Tasha K and the girl that the interviewer, the guest, which was her.
That's
roommate.
Her fault. She put up that content. The fuck?
For like, it's like $75,000. But Tasha K was like, you guys think I'm stupid? I was saying allegedly and like all this stuff.
Smart.
But supposedly in the interview, she didn't say allegedly in something like when she was saying like, oh, so does she have herpes? Like, and she was saying, yeah, but these are alleged remarks from the guests. So she's still protected in a way. So it's like this battle going on.
Ooh.
And Cardi wants all the videos down. And
it's too late, mama. You like the government already trying to come for you now.
And people started doing the surviving Cardi B hashtag.
Yo.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of like, ooh, mama. Like,
yeah, that's a little crazy. So what do you think? Do you think, like, how do you, what do you think on it?
I don't know. People were comparing it a lot to the R. Kelly shit and the Bill Cosby shit and all that. And I'm just like, no, do not compare it to none of that because they're all different shits.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like it's crazy because it's different. Cause I'm not going to lie, it is different because it's a woman.
Yeah, I was going to say, because like, if a man came out with any...
Like, if I heard that Fab did that, like, I'll be like, ugh.
Right.
And I have to be honest, I would be like that. I don't know why you feel that way, but maybe because I still can't... like, I could imagine her, but I can't, you know? But then also, I feel like it's just not right either. Like, she should have taken that to her grave.
Yo.
Or also, like, I understand, like, you have to do what you have to do to survive, but you can do things without hurting people. Like, and then she was saying in the statement that these were all people that she was involved with. If you were involved with them, whatever, why you had to steal like that? Like, I'm sure you knew when they fell asleep, like, well, you know, or...
Here's what I think. I think that we also got to remember... I was listening to the Brilliant Idiots I was listening to Charlamagne talk about this too, and it's interesting because I also had the same thought process when I first heard about it. But I think that we have to remember that she does come from stripper culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we know, you know, we've seen on the media, we've seen in movies, we've seen in television, that this is kind of just like basics for strippers. Like, they will dead ass, like, rob you and, you know, like, drug you and shit after you spend, like, a night with them, possibly, like, maybe. So my thing, well, I'm not saying that it's, like, right. Because, you know, like, it's not. But I'm also, like, not surprised. Like, this is, like, me getting big and being like, yeah, I used to fucking hop turnstiles. Like, like, I'm a fucking Brooklyn boy from Brownsville. Like, the fuck?
You can comply by the rules, like me.
No, exactly. So, it's the same thing. It wouldn't be right, but I don't feel like people should be shocked. Because, like, also, like, we're New York City urban youth, you know? It's like...
Right.
Every one of us has hopped a fucking turnstile before or like went under it, even at the age of 4. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole thing on it. Yeah, no, it's not right at all, but I'm also not shocked.
Do you feel like she deserves this drag?
I do. Okay. Honestly, no. But I think she does. I think a drag is well deserving because if this was a man.
Yeah, it would have been
like it's all like it's only right. Like it's only right. Like, do I think it's really? Do I honestly, in my heart of hearts, think that this is that big of a deal? No, but if we're gonna talk about equality and if we are gonna, you know, like start doing this like feminist wave, then you know to truly be equal, then yeah, she has to be judged the same way that any man would have if he came out on out of his mouth admitting this shit. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my thought. Bam.
Ooh, Cardi.
You also got some shit here about...
Oh, Jussie's charges got dropped. Yo, after that... Wasn't I saying the couple episodes before?
What did you say?
I was... Oh, you were still on tour, but I was saying, like, I still had hope. Like, I was
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And look...
Yeah, I mean,
He had an angel.
He had a lot of angels. They had to do a big prayer on that one.
I kept seeing memes like Olivia Pope and she's like, I'm coming.
Nah, that's dumb funny. Okay, well, yeah, well, good for him. I never believe the other side. My whole thing on it is that there's a lot of confusing and missing pieces to this case. Like, this case is very fucking weird. One, I never trusted the Chicago PD because, like, we know their history. And, like, why would he do something like that was another thing.
That's what I kept staying stuck on. Like, yeah, how, like, why?
Always the why. Yeah. So, I mean, like, with that being said, yeah, I didn't have enough information to prove him guilty. You know what I'm saying? Because everything that we were being told was coming out of, like, Chicago PD and, like, the media over there. And it's like, when do we ever get that much information out of a police department? Like, that shit was sus as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of a sudden the media knows everything that's coming out of the police. Like, that shit was fucking sus as fuck. I think that they took advantage of, like, the culture that we have today where, like, everyone on the internet is a fucking judge. And I feel like they tried to turn us against him before he got a chance to be proven innocent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And oddly enough, I don't know, but, you know, I know that we gave him a little bit of a handicap because he's a gay black man, but I feel like if this was a female, it also would have been a lot more believers than there was just because he was a guy. So, Women's History Month.
Wait, but why the two black guys that supposedly
was mad sexy and Nigerian? I don't know.
Yes, the two guys that he supposedly paid, there was an article saying that they feel betrayed.
What?
And people's comments at me that they're like, how they feel betrayed? They're the ones that snitched.
Yo, I saw this one meme.
They were like, they could have gotten away with it. I mean,
I saw this one. Oh, wait. Just to backtrack super quickly. That meme that I was talking about Cardi B. It was somebody being like, I said Cardi B's name out loud and my table started levitating because her name is Belkalis Almanzar. So it sounds like a spell.
Almanzar.
But anyway, so fast forwarding again. I saw a meme with Tekashi, like, in court, and he's basically like, I gave y'all Jussie Smollett, I gave you Jordan Woods, I gave you, what's this nigga's name? R. Kelly, and somebody else. He was like, can I please go now? And they're like, all right, you got 29 years. And he's like, did you hear about what Cardi B did? They're basically saying that nigga is singing on everybody in there. Too funny. But, all right, so for my shit, I'm going to try to speed through mine. But first.
Yes. Weekly obsessions? Oh, no, your word on the street.
Excuse me. Yes, thank you very much.
Wow, you have a lot here.
That's what I'm going to try to speed through. Thank you very much. So they're apparently testing out, there are clinical trials going on for men's birth control gel.
Ooh.
So it's like this thing that you, like, rub on your shoulder.
Yes.
And it decreases your sperm count. Yeah, because it's birth control.
Yeah.
She's like, ooh, yeah. Yeah, so I don't know about all of that for me, per se, but, like, I mean, I guess I really don't have to worry about it anyway.
I mean, yeah. I'm like, why would you? Unless, you know.
I mean, you know, sometime here and there. But you other niggas out there, rub up.
Wait, you do it sometimes here and there, or?
You know, just poking around the garden.
Poking at the garden.
Poking around the garden. Cardi B trademarked. And lots of people were angry about it.
Too.
Y'all need to calm the fuck down. Like, let her get her
supposedly
bag.
They said it was a gay. It was part of the gay black scene that.
You know, I. Out of a lot of the things that did originate out of the ballroom scene and gay culture, I personally did not hear coming out of that. We did originate a lot. We did originate a lot that, you know, the rest of the world took and ran with.
They say that the gay culture is perpetrating black women.
Perpetrating? Or perpetuating.
Yeah, perpetuating.
Perpetrating?
Perpetrating.
Because in that statement, it would be the other way around.
That they basically took black woman culture and, like,
and ran with it.
And, like, you know, made it more
sassy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I heard somewhere.
I've read the opposite. I've read that, you know, lots of black women get their things from gay culture, and then
really?
And then the white people steal it from all of us. But yeah, it's, you know, the circle of life. But yeah, she trademarked that. Lots of people were angry. I feel like, go get your bag, sis. Because damn right, get paid, you know. Fucking even Pepsi had
a whole,
you know, the whole commercial based on it, you know. So like, if she didn't get paid, which she should have for that, that's crazy. But yeah, Apple is coming out with a streaming service, so they will be competing with, you know, like Netflix and Hulu and
ooh,
and everything. It's gonna be whack. Or no, they're about to dominate. Yeah, Apple's about
to. You think Apple's about to dominate?
Apple's about to.
Why
fuck.
Why you think Apple's about to dominate?
No, yeah, you can talk.
Come on, get on the mic, Kwame.
They got Oprah. Yes. Oh,
they got Oprah.
What you mean they got Oprah? Oprah is collabing. Yeah. Yeah, Apple know what they doing.
Okay.
Yeah, they know what they doing. So look out for that. That's coming.
That's amazing.
An allusion to our topic in the next side. I was reading about Big Sean and his toxic relationships.
I was thinking of bringing this up, but I was like, I don't know if D is gonna know about. Like,
I don't. So you should bring it up.
No. I saw the videos of like when he put out
what he was saying.
Yeah. I thought it was very important.
I think so
brave
too.
Brave of him too. But you sent me the article that he basically said like he had toxic relationship, including like with Janae. But I feel like he didn't touch base on it really. People were dead ass reaching. Like,
yeah,
he included Janae in the toxic relationship. He just said he had relationships
that were
just not beneficial for him at that moment.
Yeah, agreed. But
I can't wait for Big Sean. I'm glad he's in a better space.
Me too. Right now,
because I do love him as an artist, and I can't wait for some new music from him.
I don't pay attention to him as an artist, but I'm just here for my black kings. Oh, this is something that reminded me of you. So Dora the Explorer has a live action movie coming out.
That is racist.
Excuse me. No, that is not.
Why did it remind you of me?
Because I was like, oh, it's a little child movie that we can go see together. Because you know, everything else is too scary.
Shut up.
Kwame said I'm boots. Fuck you. But yeah, it looked interesting. I'd go see it.
I want to see that trailer.
Yo, why Diego was mad sexy though? Like, and it's so funny because I think they acknowledge it. Because like,
send me that.
Because like, Diego is also supposed to be like, you know, like a little thing like she is, but he's mad like just
you
tall.
Said a little thing like she is.
Yes, but he's mad tall and exotic. So there's this one scene in the trailer where she goes up to him and she goes, "Oh, my cousin Diego, so tall and slender." Like, it's mad funny. I like that they pointed it out. And last but not least, there's this video circulating of Wendy Williams refusing this hug from like a mad excited fan. Like, she curved the shit out of her.
I want
to
see.
I should have saved it to show it to you. But do you think that was like rude? Do you think she has the right? Or there's some comments that were like, you should have kept that energy with your husband. Because she did, like, the girl, like, runs down to her. And then she's like, no hugs. No hugs. Like, like. Well, what do you think, Kwame?
She has the right to.
I think she has the right to, but also, like, come on, like, what does it hurt?
Like, people were trying to kiss his hand. He was slapping them.
Yo, I remember the video. I was sent you that video of the Pope slapping the nigga's hand.
See that? Yeah. It was gay niggas?
What?
You imagine?
It was just people in line meeting him.
Get that limp ass wrist out of my face. Oh, no.
Anyway,
that's crazy.
I think, like, just give the hug, or you can say it in a nice way. Just be like, "Oh no, I'm so sorry." Like,
I agree.
I just really, like, you don't have to be like, "No."
Yes,
like, you could just be like, "I'm so sorry. I don't want to give hugs right now, but I could sign something for you. We could take a picture,
or not, or nothing."
Yeah,
because I do. I agree with you because I do believe that it. You know, celebrities are humans too. Not all of us like you. Hear me, us. I mean, I am a celebrity. Michelle Obama's ex top aide texted the Jussie Smollett prosecutor early in the case. Some want that investigated. Oh shit, we just got incoming news from Kwame. Thank you. But yeah, I feel like, you know, celebrities are humans too. You know, we reserve the right to not want to be touched or not want to, you know, like, exhaust that energy in that moment. But I also think that what you said is correct. There's a way to say it. Exactly. You know, you don't got to be a fucking bitch about it, you know? Exactly. So, yeah, keep that in mind. We're going to jump over to our weekly obsessions, mm-hmm. the last segment of our show today. And I want to say that I've been obsessing over SZA for some reason. SZA. I think now is my time with SZA, you know?
Now is your time with her?
Yeah, because when she first came out, I wasn't really focused on her. I was focused more on Now or NAO. Mm-hmm. I was more concerned with her at that time. And there was somebody else in that category that I was listening to their music more than I paid attention to SZA's at all. But I have been on SZA heavy this week.
Her album? Finally heard it? All of it?
I mean, I heard her album when it first came out. Shout out to Tidal. But I just like let it go and I was like, okay, that was super dope. I'm into her. But I like never like went back. But like this, I've been playing Broken Clocks on repeat. Like I'm fucking with just like everything, like just mad at her songs.
I love her.
Also been obsessing over this show called Legacies. It is a spinoff of a spinoff of Vampire Diaries. So after Vampire Diaries came the originals, and after the originals comes Legacies. Legacies basically follows the daughter of Klaus Michelson, which is one of the original vampires of the world.
I love these things.
And it's basically like X-Men, like a television version of like X-Men, because in Legacies all the children that were in the other two shows are like grown up now, and like somebody created this school where witches, werewolves, vampires and like other things can like attend in privacy. Mm-hmm. So it's basically kind of like Gossip Girls, but like everyone has magic and stuff, so it's really fucking dope. And last but not least, I've been watching mad reunion episodes of Bad Girls Club. Ooh. Like all this week I've just been like getting into the tea again and like just getting like ready to fight again, like, because you know one of my jobs
my favorite Bad Girls Club is always going to be the Ambers one season.
Oh, I know what you're talking Ambers. About yeah, I don't think I really watched that one.
Well, that one was like pretty high rating.
Yeah, but I didn't start getting, because they were like season three or something,
right? The SpongeBob
right?
twins, you started?
No. I started watching when Natalie got there, season four.
Natalie, yeah.
That's my favorite season. Her, the way she used to always tease Annie! Yeah,
but they call her Crimson Chin.
Chin, yeah, they be ODing on Natalie. But yeah, so those are my obsessions.
Yes.
Well, tune in for later this week. We're going to be talking about our dose for the day is wound mates, W-O-U-N-D, yes. Opposite of soulmate, wound mates and toxic relationships.
We're
going to have our guest on and get into that.
All right. Later, guys.
That's the end of our Side A episode.
Tune in later this week to catch the B-side and the completion of this episode.
Until then, stay dope.
Stay dose.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby!
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
I know they said something about some beef that we had.
This shit is dumb good.
You mad tight, yo.
Hey, yo, that ass be?
Better like. Yo, that shit is whack.
This shit about to be lit.
Nah, you farting, my nigga. Look at me again and you gonna catch these hands.
You big man or little man? You would have thought you was getting that money back.
That's mad OD.
I'm not pussy. Fuck out of here.
Out of here, my nigga. Like, what?
Estamos aquí, estamos lindo.
Pero like the fuck, miss, like, hey yo.
Bye, but like,
dike.